The Sensemaker. Hi, I'm Claudia, and this is Sensemaker from tortoisemedia.com. One story every day to make sense of the world. Today, something interesting is happening on airplanes in the United States. There's been a huge spike in stuff like this. Fights, confrontations between passengers, confrontations between passengers and cabin crew. Something strange has happened to the atmosphere on planes, and the authorities in the US are worried about it. A lot of people here are looking forward to taking a holiday abroad this year. So what's causing this bad behaviour? And is this what we can expect when we start flying again?
Tired of ads barging into your favourite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It's been a pretty terrible year to be a flight attendant. When COVID hit, planes were grounded worldwide and the whole travel industry ground to a halt.
The initial coronavirus outbreak caused a massive drop in air travel inside of China between January and February. As the virus has spread, both vacationers and business travelers have curbed their plans. And on March 11, 2020, President Trump announced that travel from parts of Europe to the US would be halted for 30 days, which later expanded to include Ireland and the UK. Airlines around the world scrambled to find a way to survive without passengers.
As the financial losses racked up for the airlines, their cabin crews were the first in line for layoffs and furlough. That's what happened to Brittany Riley. She's been a flight attendant for 9 years, and her husband is one too. They work for United Airlines, and their three kids really loved seeing their mum and dad heading to work in their smart blue uniforms. But during the pandemic, all that came to a shuddering stop, and having two flight attendants in the household suddenly was no fun at all. There was no work for either of them. They were among the 32,000 flight attendants put on furlough by American and United Airlines. And it was tough for them, financially and emotionally.
We were facing a lot of scary decisions. We moved in with family members. We unfortunately had to pull from our 401ks and took all the savings that we had just to survive. So it was a really scary time for us.
Finally, things started to look up. Air travel picked up, and after months off work, Brittany Riley was back flying again in February this year. But actually taking a flight in a COVID world is no picnic either. The threat of infection makes Brittany Riley's job much, much harder.
A lot of sanitizing, a lot of, you know, triple double checking what you're doing, changing gloves, making sure you're washing your hands. I try and make sure that if I do need a sip of water, we just do that dip and sip thing. You know, you dip your mask down, take a sip quick and replace it.
All those challenges are difficult enough. But flight attendants like her have been bearing the brunt of passengers' frustrations too. It's compulsory to wear a mask on a plane under US law. For the safety of all passengers and the crew, it's essential. But some travellers just really don't want to wear masks. Some complain that they're too hot or that they can't breathe easily. Others take a more militant stance on masks. They think that being made to wear one encroaches on their freedoms. And people can get really aggressive when they're asked to put one on.
If we don't stand up, it's only going to get worse!
So flight attendants are having to contend with anti-maskers and they're having to deal with passengers who are worried that they're not doing enough to keep travellers safe. Now, if you put a bunch of frustrated, worried people in an enclosed space, then you've got a recipe for disaster. Spats between passengers, fist fights mid-air, abuse hurled at cabin crew, people hauled off planes by police. Flight attendants have seen it all in the past few months. The Federal Aviation Administration, the FAA, is the government body that regulates the airline industry in the US, and they've seen a massive surge in reports about disruptive passengers.
Now the FAA reports unruly passenger behavior has skyrocketed this year, from 150 cases in a typical year to 1,300 reported cases in just 4 months.
Flight attendants don't just have to stand back and take this bad behaviour. The FAA is treating complaints about passengers incredibly seriously. They've said they'd even consider jail time for the worst offenders, and they've already issued hefty fines for passengers who've disrupted flights. Some are facing penalties of up to $70,000. There's good reason to take these incidents seriously, because flight attendants are frontline workers as much as bus drivers and cashiers, and people refusing to wear their masks puts them at serious risk. In the US, around 3,500 flight attendants have caught COVID since the start of the pandemic, and around 20 have died. Brittany Riley wants passengers to understand that, at the end of the day, this isn't about politics, it's about public health.
I feel like a lot of people don't understand that this goes beyond a political idea. This goes beyond what one airline is saying, what is not. This is a federal law, and we're doing it to protect ourselves and protect you.
The hope is that this uptick in bad behaviour will be a passing thing. After a year of stress and isolation, perhaps we've forgotten some of our social norms. But right now, we have to get used to the idea that we're living with COVID. And that means there are still rules we have to follow to keep ourselves and everyone else safe. Social distancing, washing your hands, and wearing your mask. Whether you're in the terminal or cruising at 36,000 feet, it all makes a big difference to the spread of the virus.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Thanks for listening to The Sensemaker. It's made by me and my colleagues Nimmo, Imi, Zav and Ella at Tortoise Media. We're trying to build a different kind of newsroom at Tortoise, one that's open, collaborative and free from all the clutter and the noise of the daily news cycle. We'd love you to be a part of it by signing up. It's really easy to do and membership starts from just £1 a week. Go to tortoisemedia.com/friend and use my personal promo code, Claudia50, that's CLAUDIA50, and you'll get 50% off. Today's Sensemaker was written by Ella Hill and produced by Amy Harper.
The Sensemaker.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, it's Tomini from Tortoise. We hope you enjoyed this podcast. To get ad-free and early access to all Tortoise podcasts, become a Tortoise member or subscribe to Tortoise Plus on Apple Podcasts. You'll be able to hear our brand new investigative shows before anyone else and get ad-free listening across our podcasts. Click subscribe on Tortoise Plus or become a member in the Tortoise app.